For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team, home and home this weekend with Minnesota Duluth. Beat Manitoba 6-1 last Sunday in an exhibition game, joined by Corey Warren out of Las Vegas. How was the offseason for you?
It was really good, really productive, but excited to get back on the ice.
Did you get home?
Yeah, a little bit. I went home for a month, and then I trained in Winnipeg with Harms, actually, with Brennan Harms for the remaining, you know, 2.5 months. And yeah, that went really well.
Nobody's ever quite sure what to expect from an exhibition game. Coaches are always going to find things that they want to improve on. From your standpoint, did you like what you saw?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, as long as you have, you know, a group of guys that are working hard, you know, they showed that they can hang and what they can do. And especially losing so many key parts of your team, you know, the young guys, the freshmen, know that they have a chance and opportunity, and they took advantage of it.
Four of the eight newcomers found their way into the scoring column. You've seen them a lot more than any of us have. Is this a sign of what they're capable of, or how would you attribute all that goal scoring on Sunday?
Well, I mean, it shows that, you know, they have the skill, you know, to be able to play in college hockey, and it is a exhibition game, you know, and the intensity is a little bit different, and, you know, things of that nature. But it definitely shows that we have the right guys, and like what I said, you know, when you give, you know, college hockey players opportunity, you know, when they take advantage of it, it shows.
Lost three real big minutes defensemen last year. Knowing that, how much more defensive do the forwards need to play this year?
Well, you know, it's definitely something that we think about. I mean, you can't replace a Windy, Rendell, and Prapp. You know, I mean, it's really hard too. So, you know, that part of our game is going to have to change a little bit. But at the same time, you know, defensive hockey is what college hockey is about. So, you know, we don't really focus on it, you know, a ton more, but it's in the back of our minds for sure.
Your team was one of the best teams down the stretch last year in all of college hockey. You get home ice, you fought so hard to get home ice, and then you lost in the first round. How much of a motivating factor was that this offseason?
Well, it was a huge motivating factor, because you can, when you're winning, there's no better feeling than that. And when your team knows how to win, you know what you need to do to win, just like we did the second half of the season. All you want to do is feel that again. You know, you can't wait to just, you know, feel that again and learn how to win with your team. So that's it's really exciting.
You played Duluth last year in the North Star Cup. How much different is it playing a team in a two-game series than it is in a one-game shot?
I think it's completely different. You know, I mean, you have the travel. You have, especially this weekend, the different fan bases playing, you know, here and there. And you have that night to watch video to make changes, and that's why the second night, you know, there's usually not as much scoring. It's usually a little bit tighter of a game, so that's why getting that first one is so important.
It's cliche, but can you believe how fast 4 years comes and goes?
No, I just remember when I was a freshman, the seniors telling me how quick it went, and I didn't listen to them, just like every freshman probably doesn't. But yeah, it's crazy that it's come this fast.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much.